You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. The title of today's episode is The Relationship Between Grace and Grind. I believe that when you are someone who's trying to do business God's way, sometimes it can get confusing as far as where do I fit. And especially when it comes to business, I believe that sometimes we understand the spiritual side. You know, we know to pray, we know to fast, we know to read our word, we know to get involved in our church community, we know to live righteously, repent for our sins. We understand that part. But when it comes to building whatever it is that God has called us to do, sometimes there's a level of confusion of, okay, well, what do I do? Is this me? Is this God? Where do I fit in this? If I do something that I enjoy, does that mean that I'm out of alignment? If I go full force at what I'm hearing him tell me to do, does that mean that I'm outside of his timing and trying to do it in my own strength? There's so much internal conflict and noise that could just make it stressful. Outside of the outside stuff you're going to have to deal with, this internal conflict can be really stressful. I remember when I first started doing business God's way and I was learning how to make God the CEO, I would get confused. I'm like, okay, God, I hear what you're saying. And I understand that there's an element of myself, my inner hustler that I'm always trying to tame, that can just go out and try to make this happen. But I don't want to do that because I want to make sure that I'm moving at your pace and your timing. So like, what do I do? Where do I fit? Where do I apply this work ethic you've given me? Where do I apply my excitement? And how do I apply it so that I don't end up in a position where I'm outside of your will? And I was reflecting on that earlier this week, and I wanted to do this episode on the relationship between grace and grind, because I believe that there's this flow that you have to operate in as a kingdom entrepreneur where, yeah, you can have that crazy work ethic, but you know that that work ethic is always subject to the will and the way of God. You can go and do business and be in the marketplace and all of that, but with the understanding that you don't do business the way that everybody else does business, to where something may not make sense to them, but you got to do it anyway because you're being obedient to what God is telling you to do. So there's just this flow. And a lot of times I think we have this misconception where we got to spend hours and hours in our prayer closets on a day to day in order for God to show us or guide us and direct us in our business. But that's not true. There's this flow. There's this in real time dependency on the Holy Spirit, in real time action and dedication and commitment to what he's called you to do, that knows when to do full court press on the task at hand, and also knows when to pull back, that knows when to go into problem solving mode and get things done, and also knows when to be still and wait on God to come through. It knows when to go and make deals happen and form these partnerships with whomever, and knows when it's a season where you have to just do things on your own. Like, it's a flow. And I am attempting to articulate it in this episode because I want to provide language to how you may be feeling, and also provide some insight to how you can develop that flow within you and God's relationship as you're building the business that he's calling you to build. So in order for us to talk about the relationship between grace and grind, we first need to define them. A popular definition of grace is God's unmerited favor. So favor that we do not deserve. If I look in the concordance, it says grace is a gift or a blessing brought to man by Jesus Christ. Gratitude, thanks, favor, kindness, it's disposed to or inclined or favorable towards someone. I love even the one that I'm reading right now. It says that grace can be defined as Christ freely extending himself away to people because he's always leaning towards them. So it's talking about how God extends himself to us and he's leaning towards us and he's disposed to bless. And this is where the undeserved aspect comes. Christ is disposed to bless us. He's disposed to be near us, to reach towards us. There's nothing that we can do to earn grace. Grace is a gift. Grace is undeserved in its definition. We have God's grace because he's God and he's disposed to give it to us, not because we've done anything to earn it. Now, grind in the entrepreneurial world is used as sometimes synonymous with work ethic, and I don't believe that the two are the same at all, but it's the hustle. It's how hard you can go towards your goals and how much you can work and make things happen to build whatever it is that you feel like you're called to build. It's work, 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 create, 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 no excuses, all in. You want to be successful by any means necessary. It's this mindset and this way of doing things that directly contradicts how we are supposed to operate as kingdom entrepreneurs. And what's so funny to me, when I was looking up the definition of the word grind, here's the definition as a verb: to reduce to powder or small fragments by friction, to weaken or destroy gradually, to press together with a rotating motion, to press or rub harshly. Some synonyms I see are oppress, harass. But this particular definition that said to weaken or destroy gradually was one that stood out to me because that's literally the result of what happens with this hustle and grind culture. And it's especially what happens as believers when we adapt the world's way of doing things, because the world's way of doing things will wear us down when God is trying to give us favor that we don't even have to work for. Every single one of you guys who are under the sound of my voice, if you are building something God's way, something that you have to consistently keep top of mind, is as you're out in the marketplace, out in the world, creating these things and building, 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 to not adopt the world's way of doing things. Scripture tells us that the unrighteous won't inherit the kingdom of God. And yet we, as believers, allow the unrighteous to set the tone for how we do business. Make it make sense. I was recording a vlog this week and I had this unorganized thoughts. And this is when I just allow myself to drive in silence and let my mind think. And usually my unorganized thoughts end up as voice memos to my friends. But because I was vlogging, I just cut the camera on and gave this one thought. And I was talking about how I'm on a mission to build a brand, a massive brand online without being present online. And it sounds weird and contradictory because everybody's talking about how the different algorithms and the platforms you got to show up to and everything is content and all of this foolishness. But the Bible that I read tells me that he's going to make my name great. And so I choose to trust that. And I was thinking this even, I don't remember if I said it on the vlog or not, but when I think about this podcasting journey, this show reaches so many people. 400,000 people a month. And every single best practice that does work in podcast marketing that I do, even with my own clients, that is effective. I don't have to do it because God has taken my name to countries that I cannot point out on a map. God has translated this show into languages that I don't even speak. His word has reached the nations. And while I'm a good podcast marketer, if I do say so myself, what has happened on this platform is 100% because of God's grace. Anything that I've been able to accomplish has been because of God's grace. Yes, I have a work ethic, and we're going to talk about what you're going to replace grind with in order for you to really understand this flow and this relationship of doing business God's way. But yes, I have a great work ethic. Yes, I could focus and get things done. Yes, I've made great business decisions. I also have made terrible business decisions. I've also failed often. But the reason why I am where I am is 100% because of God's grace. I got invited to an event this weekend. This week in DC is the Congressional Black Caucus Week, which is really big for Blacks in politics in the DC area. And I got invited to an event this weekend, and I was just chuckling to myself when I got the invite. And even as I'm making other moves with business, I just find myself smiling often because God has blessed me with such great relationships and he's put my name in the mouths of people in high places. And I really be in the house with my kids and my husband.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Straight up. I won't be on the scene. I'll be in the house, okay? And not hiding or anything like that, but tending to what is my focus and what God has called me to, tending to my first ministry, which is my family, and God continues to bless and grow my business. Our signature service with Anchored Media AM Digital, where we do the production and management and marketing of podcasts, I do not market the service because I'm usually so busy doing the things. I don't market it, but the clients just keep on coming. That is by the grace of God. While I'm tending to the last thing he told me to do, while I'm tending to my family, while I'm resting, while I'm in my word, while I'm working on the things that God has called me to work on within myself, he is going before me and making crooked paths straight. He is making my name great. He is planting me in the minds of people that are going to bless me. It's grace. And I don't deserve it. But man, how amazing is it that he is disposed, meaning he is inclined and willing to give me favor, to give you favor. And I sit in that for a little bit longer than I would like to, because there are some of you guys who are listening and you've lost a bit of faith. You have this mindset that you have to earn God's grace. And that is simply not true. That's a lie of the enemy that keeps you trying to strive and accomplish in order to earn God's love. But we don't have to earn God's love. We don't have to earn God's grace. We don't have to do anything but receive. And some of us struggle with receiving. And that's a foundation of this relationship between grace and grind, is repositioning your pace to where it's not about what you can go out and get. It's about what you can receive from your Father in heaven. That is what's going to make you successful. What wisdom can you receive from your Father in heaven? What knowledge can you receive from your Father in heaven? What understanding can you receive from your Father in heaven? That is what's going to make you successful. All of this other stuff, this information, these strategies, and all of these different things, that's cool, but that ain't it, because everybody else got that. What's special about us as kingdom entrepreneurs is we have the Alpha and the Omega, who is waiting and willing to show us his mysteries, to give us divine instruction, and to lead us step by step into way bigger than we can ask for or think. So again, we don't do business the way that the world does business. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18, it says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Baal? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." This passage is all about a warning against idolatry. And I read this because I want us as business people to be warned against the idolatry in entrepreneurship. The grind is nothing more than idolatry. It's worshiping what you can produce. It's worshiping what you're trying to accomplish. It's worshiping things, what you think success is. It's just idolatry. You did your vision board for inspiration so that you can be reminded of what you're working towards. And somehow that has now become an altar. I'm going to let that sink in, because I want you to test your own spirit behind how you work in your business on a day to day. Have you made your vision board an altar to things? Are you a slave to things, or are you going to be a slave to the Most High God? We got to pick one, because we can't serve God and money. And in this business world, they want us to serve money. Grind is simply the process to serving money. 1 Peter 1:13 through 16, it says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" When I looked up the definition of holy in concordance, I love how one of them says, "Different from the world, because like the Lord." When you're holy, you're set apart, you're sacred. You are different from the world. Some of you guys need to hear, you're different from the world. You're different from the business world. You're holy because he's holy. But you're trying to adapt the world's principles, and that is not what's going to make you successful. The unrighteous won't inherit the kingdom of God. So stop allowing the unrighteous to set the tone for how you're building your business. Stop letting the enemy cause all of this internal turmoil, because what it does is it makes you throw out God's way. He loves to have that internal dialogue be so loud. Is this me? Is this God? Is this me? Is this God? follow what you're hearing the Lord say. Be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. And if you need to be corrected, God will correct you. This life, these businesses are not about being about getting an A+. The only A we need to be worried about is alignment. So us in these type A personalities, I think I said this in a previous episode, the A in type A stands for anxiety. So we need to toss it out and allow that A to be alignment. Because for as long as we seek ye first the kingdom of God, all things will be added unto us. As long as we commit our plans to the Lord, he will make them succeed. This is scripture. As long as we meditate on the word day and night and do what it says, then we will be successful. The principles are positioned for us to prosper. We just have to get into agreement with them, not just in what we say, but in how we do things, in our patterns, in our behaviors, in our thought processes. As we go into the marketplace and we build these businesses and we build these brands online and we do what God is calling us to do, we have to be uncompromising and unapologetic about the Christian way of doing things. I am so irritated with so many Christian entrepreneurs getting into the business world and looking more like the world than looking like Christ. Thanking God like he had anything to do with it. Faith don't go beyond a screenshot of the Bible app. No, we ain't doing that. We're not doing that. We got to get rid of this surface level faith and get into deep commitment with God. So going back to the title of this episode of the relationship between grace and grind, there is no relationship. Toss the grind out and replace it with grit. Grit we can get with. Grit is defined as firmness of mind or spirit. Unyielding courage in the face of hardship or danger. This is what we need to embody as Christian entrepreneurs. The flow is one of surrender. It's one of receiving. And then we apply this work ethic that we have to God's plan. That's it, y'all. The enemy wants to make us think it should be harder than what it is. To be in alignment with God's plan for your life, all we have to do is be surrendered. All we have to do is be receptive of his grace. All we have to do is be obedient to his will, his way, his principles, all of the things. Be obedient. That's all we have to do. And we can then apply the work ethic we have, because work ethic and grind are not synonymous. We can apply the work ethic that we have to whatever God has told us to do. And if we get to the point where we've gotten out of line, then we just repent and we turn away and we get right back on track. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. So I'm going to end this episode here. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. If this blessed you, post it, tag me in it, send me a DM, let me know your favorite part. Leave us a review if you love this episode. And that's it.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.